I'm Michelle Martin, and you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Spring is almost here, and that means it's time to say goodbye to your winter wardrobe and dress up in the season's latest fashions. Last week, we learned about what's new in menswear. Now it's time to find out about the next big thing in women's fashion. So if you're looking in your closet and trying to figure out what to hang up and what to maybe toss out, help is here. Joining us now is Agnes Comic. She's the fashion director for Essence Magazine. Also with us is trend analyst Najwa Moses. She's the brains behind a Styleaholics fashion website and podcast. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Agnes, we talked about men's fashion last week, and I have to tell you there was some very distressing news. That bootcut jeans are out. Please tell us that's not so, because, you know, bootcut jeans make you look cute.
Even though the bootcut jean is out, which I believe is out too, it's time for some fresh options. I know you've been seeing a lot of the skinny jean. It's continuing to be hot. People that are any size can wear a skinny jean. Nobody should ever tell you that a plus-size woman cannot wear a skinny jean, because she can.
Okay, so skinny jeans. Agnes, anything else you're really excited about for spring?
Also in denim, we're either seeing a skinny jean, we're seeing a wide leg jean, and I also love a high-waisted pant. I think it's fun, it's fresh, it's just a great way to accentuate the shape and just look cool and hip.
Okay. Najwa, what are you excited about for spring?
Wow. Well, I'm really excited about the, we're going very bold this spring, and you're seeing like huge, huge jewelry. I'm talking about like tons of layered chunky necklaces and bracelets and pendants and brooches. You know, you kind of, the way that you tend to wear that, you sort of let it be like the centerpiece. Maybe you wear like a huge necklace that's got wood or bone, or, you know, maybe has even a tribal feel to it. And you wear maybe a simple dress or simple top and simple jeans with it. We're going to be seeing a lot of tribal prints this season. Everyone from Oscar de la Renta to Diane von Furstenberg.
Can I just pause here and ask about that? Now, how do you all feel about that? I mean, this is every couple of years we see this so-called tribal, you know, look, and then they pull out the safari suits and so forth. Does this ever push your buttons? I mean, on the one hand, I do see that sometimes the African-American models get a little bit more prominence when they're pulling out the safari look. On the other hand, is there any ambivalence about this for either of you?
No, I feel that fashion is a revolving door, and there are things that go in and out of style, and tribal and safari is just one of those looks that come in and out of style. You see it one season and it's pretty popular, and then, you know, maybe next season it'll be something different.
I guess what I'm wondering more about is the cultural appropriation aspects of it.
I think it's okay. I mean, I have to agree with Agnes. Maybe because we're fashion people, a lot of times I like it because people are bringing it fashion forward. So, like, I went out and bought a traditional African top, and then I belted it with a skinny belt, and then I wore my skinny jeans with it. So I think it doesn't bother me. I mean, because people kind of use it. They may trim out a blazer with it, or they may make a stretch skirt in it. And it's not just, like, African print. I mean, you have, you know, Asiatic prints. You have, you know, Eastern European prints. So it's just more about just kind of this global influence coming out in a print basis.
So, I see what you're saying. It's kind of like a multicultural thing.
And each time they bring it out, it's different. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not so much the kente cloth now. It's a different kind of print. It's more fitted. It's more belted. Maybe it was a top before, but now you see more pants. Maybe it was a jacket before. Now you see more dresses. Each time they bring it out, it's done in a fresh way.
Right.
And who am I kidding? I love tan. I'm not going to lie to you. I love tan, okay? I'm sorry, my friends. I'm the joke among my friends, because I could wear tan every day, but they won't let me, thankfully. What about color? I'm seeing a lot of bright colors. Is that every spring, or are they particularly any colors that you're particularly going to see this spring that you ladies like?
I think every spring, color is important. This season, I think it's less about a pastel and more about a bright, bold color. I'm seeing lots of yellow, lots of great blues, lots of great purples. Think rainbow. Think rainbow colors, and that's what you're going to see in the stores for the season.
Najwa, what about you?
I see, well, what I also see is a strong trend in metallics. And at the same time that you have like the tribal prints coming out, you have a lot of sheers and what I call clears coming out. So you have a lot of dresses done in like, you know, either like satin, silks, ruffles, chiffons, and they're done in muted tones of like beige, off-white, gray. And then people are at the other spectrum, you have people coming out with like these bolded prints. So I think, yes, I agree with Agnes. Every season you see a lot of color. This season I'm seeing a lot of candy colors, which I think is still reflective of that 80s retro feel that we're still, you know, having right now in fashion. So, but there's also a lot of clears going on this season. You're going to see a lot of clear bags are returning, clear bangles, clear heels.
Really?
And I think that's, yeah, clear heels, stripper heels. So I think that's really good because it's going to be a great balance to have these accessories that are clear against like these bold prints and these tribal prints.
I've never understood. How do you work the clear accessories?
I think the clear accessory is interesting. I mean, if you know, like, let's say you have on like a pencil skirt and it's in a tribal print and it has a lot of like, let's say greens or yellows and blacks, and then you've paired that with maybe a denim, you know, dark denim blazer or a black blazer, then you can throw on like a really chunky clear bangle and you're fine, you know, and that's enough. Or you can do the same type of maybe a cocktail ring with a clear globe on it.
See, yeah. Here's my problem with clear. I don't want everybody to see what's in my bag. I really don't. Do you need to see the old pacifier and the used tissues? No, you don't.
Yeah, mm-mm. Not with a bag, but definitely the jewelry with the big oversized beads and the bangles, yes, and the rings. There's some amazing designers like Alexis Bittard that does it in a great way, and you can get them in different colors. So it would look amazing against our skin.
It is kind of fun for summer, too. Looking ahead to summer, there's just something fun about a big kind of retro bag for summer, isn't there? Something,
yeah,
about. But speaking of purse, if you could just stay on accessories for just a minute here. I know we saw a lot of the big bags in the last couple,
yes,
of years. What do you all,
yes,
think about that?
Right now, what I'm actually seeing, because I go out every night and I'm always trend spotting with photos and at parties or events. And it's something I've been, you know, asking about across the blogs. I'm like, is everyone carrying these luggage size handbags? I am seeing these handbags. They're just getting bigger and bigger. And I'm like, am I the only one with weak shoulders and weak wrists? Like, these things are huge. And what I do love about them, they're sort of structured, geometric. They usually tend to be like in like kind of a oval bowl, you know, bowling bag shape, or they tend to be in a square shape. I'm seeing them in candy colors, and I'm seeing them in a patent leather finish. So I'm seeing them like in taupes and blues and purples. They're beautiful to behold, but I just don't know if they're beautiful to behold. Like, I mean, they're huge, you know. And then I'm seeing retro fanny packs, but not like the ugly little ones that they had in the 80s, but more like you may have a leather.
I don't know if I'm ready for a fanny pack.
I have one. I bought one. I love them. I have a retro fanny pack, and it's purple, and it has like a door knocker hook on it. It's made by independent designer.
I'm
you can't do it. You can't do it, Agnes.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Can't
I
do
love
it.
I love a lot of unique shapes, but the fanny pack.
I had enough fanny of my own. I don't need to add to it. I gotta
I
be
love
honest
it.
About that.
And then the clutch is here. The clutch has been here to stay. And now you have the bow tie clutch, which is the big bow on the end of the clutch. You can slip your hand through it. You have the oversized clutch. I love a clutch.
I love a clutch, and we've been seeing clutches for the last couple of seasons, and I think you're going to see it for a couple more seasons.
Yeah. I think clutches are so ladylike, but I also feel that the opportunity to use them is so limited. I mean, like at church or you go to lunch. Do you know what I mean? I just still find myself grabbing my huge bag.
You can get it a little bigger, not as big as those big bags with the huge shoulder straps, but you can get them a little bigger, and you can still put, you know, quite a few things in your clutch bag. And I think they're just an interesting, different shape versus, you know, something that's a little bit bigger and rounder or, you know.
I agree. If you're having one of those days when you just don't have to carry too much stuff, or maybe you're going out at night, instead of carrying like maybe a hobo bag, you can totally throw a bigger size clutched on, and then fun colors. And they come in a variety of shapes, and some of them come out, they fold out like an accordion so you can get more things in them.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Tell Me More from NPR News, and we're talking with fashion mavens Agnes Comic of Essence Magazine and Najwa Moses of Styleaholics about the trends for spring for ladies. Agnes, I think we've all had that experience where we fall in love with a style that's in the magazines, but, you know, maybe you're not 90 pounds. And are there some hot trends that you think work for everybody? I know we've been talking about a lot of them, but perhaps the more mature customer, perhaps the larger size customer. You want to be fashionable, but you don't want to, you know, look like the boss lady. Well, I don't mind looking like the boss lady, but you know what I'm saying.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised. For the smaller customer as well as the larger customer, there are things that you can do that you can transition from someone that's a size 2 to someone that's a size 12. For instance, if the knit theme was very, very, very big this season, and it's very popular for spring, and there's some wonderful knits out there for a woman in the plus size market.
What's the trick to wearing knits if you're not 90 pounds? Is it the right undergarments, or is it fit? What?
It's definitely the right undergarments. I feel you shouldn't go anywhere without a Spank, I think, is the best invention anywhere. with everything.
For those who aren't aware, who aren't addicted to them like I am, what are
it's
they?
It's a it's not a girdle exactly, but it's this Lycra Lorex. The best way to describe it is a pantyhose without the hose part, although sometimes you can get it with a hose and you pull it up and it pulls you in, it sucks you in, and it doesn't, it's not as meaty as a girdle, so you don't see the lumps and bumps.
We prefer smoother. We prefer a body smoother, Agnes, right? Body smoother. That's
yeah,
what we mean.
It's to me, it's close. It's very close to a body smoother, but it's wonderful, and you can lose inches off your waist and your hips in a spank.
I can't believe I just revealed my secret to the world.
I'm telling everybody. You're telling everybody. Spanks are the best.
Okay, Najwa, is there anything from last season that you really just want to take out of your closet right now and just make it go away?
Well, it's not in my closet.
Excuse us.
It's not in my closet, but Brightly, those Crocs that everybody was wearing last season, they have to go. They have to go. Super wide belts, which had a long run, but it's time to put them down. The skinny belt is in. The cinched waist silhouette is still here to stay, but you're going to work with it like a little bit of a skinny belt. I think leggings are still here to stay, but you know, you want to wear them appropriately. If you know that you have areas that are not exactly smooth or pleasant to look at, maybe wear the right coverage so that it works appropriately. Yeah, I think
cover
so.
Cover your butt.
I don't know. I think it depends.
Cover
your butt.
I really do think that you, like you said, you need to have the right coverage. I think seeing your backside in a legging is equivalent of someone wearing a stocking out in the street.
Yeah.
Break it down, Agnes. Is there anything, Agnes, you would just, either from last season that you would just say it's time to let it go besides my beloved bootcut jeans? Or is there something new coming out this spring that you think, you know what, maybe bypass?
A capri pant, please don't do them. I don't want to see any more capri pants.
Ever?
Well, not right now. Not right now. It may come back, but right now, to me, a capri pant is not something that I'd like to see anybody in. And like I said before, although color is nice and it's the bright and bold color is wonderful, those pale pastels like peach, don't wear it everywhere. It's not nice.
I think an alternative to the capri, because I agree with Agnes. I'm going to just say, frankly, it's tired and it's very dated and it makes you look like you're 70 and living in South Florida. I think leggings are a great alternative. And also, I'm noticing that...
Can I just tell you that there are tears here in the studio?
Really? Well, move on.
We are like a group of us in here. We're actually kind of...
crying.
Okay, just give us a minute.
You should just wear the capris.
We kind of like them, but okay.
But you're also seeing shorts. You're seeing winter shorts, really, really short, that you were supposed to wear with like fun leggings or tights. And then you're also seeing denim shorts made a little bit longer going to the knee, and they have a fit. They're fitted all the way through.
Those are perfectly acceptable. I agree with you.
So, but you know, I can imagine some of our listeners are saying, you know, who died and left y'all queen? You know, who decides what's hot? And do you find that people are more interested in fashion as a result of all the attention, like Project Runway or America's Next Top Model? Do you know what I mean? I'm just curious.
I think anything that's media related that brings fashion to the forefront makes people more interested.
Do you think it makes it more small d democratic in the sense that people sort of feel like I can free to do my own thing? Or do you feel that it works the other way, that perhaps people, because there are so much the style experts, as it were, have so much more prominence that their word means more?
No, I think that there are people who, in every case, there are people who are leaders and there are people who are followers. And it's the same thing with fashion. There are people who are going to go out there and have a wonderful sense of style and pull their look together. And I may say, oh, you know what, that capri pant doesn't work. But if somebody goes out there and puts it together in the right way, then it'll be hot for them. I mean, fashion, the great thing about fashion, and fashion is an art form, is that it's subjective to who it is that's wearing it. They can do whatever they want with it and have fun with it. We're talking about what we see is in and what we see is out. But I could walk down the street tomorrow, especially in New York City, and see somebody rocking something that I would say, you know what, I'd never wear that, but it looks pretty fantastic on this person.
Okay. Najwa, what about you?
I agree with Agnes. I think right now, when you saw like the return of the 80s starting with like the spring of 01, you saw people really opening up their taste level and the fact that they weren't scared to be individuals. And this happened in music and in fashion. I think now more than ever, people, the fact that people want to work in fashion and, you know, you have all these movies, you have Sex and the City and you have a Gucci movie coming out and you have something going on with Coco Chanel and Halston. I mean, more now more than ever, people are just really have this appetite for fashion. It's pretty cool. I think the appetite for fashion is definitely growing.
So what do you have on?
Oh, actually, I have on a pajama top. I have on a flannel pajama top. Just talking about flipping it out, Agnes. Okay, I have this blue flannel pajama top, which I belted with this blood red belt, which is not wide, but it's a medium length. It's
not
skinny.
Najwa, please, are you really wearing pajamas?
I am really a flannel. But let me tell you, I picked it up off the floor at Old Navy. I'm not afraid to say I went to Old Navy. And I thought it was a top. And I was like, oh, I'm going to make this a jacket. And then I get there, and they're like, oh, the bottom's missing. I'm like, the bottom? They're like, it's a pajama top. I'm like, oh, well, can I just have it anyway? And it was like $3.
Lingerie looks are very big, so you're right on target.
Yes. And I have on, what do I have on? Some skinny jeans, old school, and then I have on like a over-the-knee black boot.
Excuse me. Agnes, what do you have on?
I'm going to say I'm a very simple girl, so, and I'm in New York, and I can be a little bit of a slob sometimes, so I spill stuff on myself. So.
Agnes, stop lying. You are the diva of divas, so don't even.
So I'm wearing.
Please, go ahead.
I'm wearing a black tiered skirt and some snake flats. And
simple.
A cashmere cardigan and a little lingerie lacy top.
Nice.
Yeah.
Simple.
Simple. Snake skin.
Simple, but snake skin. Agnes Carmack, our diva, is the fashion director for Essence Magazine. She joined us from her office in Manhattan. Najwa Moses is a fashion writer, creator of the website and podcast Styleholics, and she was kind enough to join us from our New York bureau. Ladies, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.